Matas Masay, Tovshin Ayin Hey, Baruch Hashem Erev, Kemat Erev Rishchodesh Ov, it's a schuz Baruch Hashem, the Oilam is going to continue learning Lamish. This man is going, maybe Hashem, I was hoping to be with Oilam until Tisha B'Av, because we were about to Baruch Hashem for good reasons, at least. But Be'ez Hashem, the oil was going to continue shtaying and have the schuz to be mamish to finish off this man. In the mitzvahs of in the short term memory, in the superficial way, people have the excitement of going back early and it's very exciting. But those who finish off, those who go to the end, completion of us, it's very important to. You saw there's a different shmooze, not for now, but completion. To finish things off is so chashuv by said. I saw Rav Nosson Tzvi, reading a little about him, the biography, how he's so big on completion, of finishing Masechta. That's why he made up all these programs to finish Masechta, but to finish where we started, I said, it's a big problem, it's one of the big Yetzirahs, and these are different shmuz, like I said, but one of the big Yetzirahs that there is in the world today is lack of completion. And there's Yesoy, the Tifa Yesoy in the Masechta, which is Nogeya, a person's whole avoida. But there seems to be a special yetzer not to finish off things that you start. Masechtas, starting goals that we started. I didn't finish the Masechta. It wasn't made the program to make the Masechta. But it's not a good thing. I always spoke about whatever you start, you should finish. That's why Baruch Hashem and the Chabura, we do the Amr, we continue to the next man, it's very, very Hashem is out. But a person has no one in life. He has to finish off. It's one of his biggest yisod is to break up a person's continuity, a person's moving forwards towards shleimus. That's what we're trying to get. So if he stares that in the other side, in a chame, it's a different bechina. But he's attacking the yisod of shleimus. That's the yisod. And that's what we're strong. We're strong for Shleim. Shleim is an avoda. And every time we stop, and every time we don't continue on that path and finish off something, it's a certain concern in the Shleim. So I maybe more heter. I go for the yeshiva. I try to do things for the yeshiva. So hopefully it's a Shleim. Continuing Shleim. But it's an etzer avoda. That the oilam has to know that just finish off this man. That's just a word because it's not right because we got to check a kolon check to the end of his man, and that it's not only as that it's the etzim has a big yisoid in shleimus, but to work on shleimus is a very very chashuv zah. Okay, so I asked the oilam to be beiz Hashem for their own sake to be mashlim this man till the end, till next Thursday, beiz Hashem, the last day. That's one thing, obviously for your own, as I said, for your own sake to work on this midah of shleimus. And to keep the Seder as they were till now, again, there won't be Mishma Shabrua they to get together, but if the oil wants to get together, and whatever, to learn Mishma Shabrua, to learn the Amid, whatever you want, but you can learn your own, but Lamaisa, a black will be here. And also, besides that, in fact, it's only Erlach, the oil got checks till the thing, and I'm going back to the time I went to overdraft to make sure the checks were, that you get the checks, and also I'm not going to be back for the first day of El, so I wanted them to have the money, that they usually get on El, to have it now also. So I have to go now raise that money also. But Levi said, at the end of the day, I hope, I'm asking the other should be. Also, the Swiss that, Rav Sharma used to always say that he feels in America when he goes into the Gevir, if the meeting goes well, he feels that Shluchu Shalom Kamoisa, he feels the power behind him. If he Taka feels, he used to feel Taka, he didn't have the same effect on the balabas, maybe it's because it's a little slack. So that's the third inyan of our set. Besides the inyan of the shleimus and the erlichkeit, also the inyan of that Beit Hashem is supposed to koilo, that and the schus that I should be able to have, Beit Hashem, I want to Beit Hashem to be go up to give a higher salary next month. We're trying to go up a little bit higher, and it should be next month of Cholapah. So we'd like the could make that little extra effort. And it would be much appreciated beside that. Okay. Parshas Matos. It's a very, very interesting the way the parasha starts off. we had the whole Eden of Bilam and his whole Mahalach to get Klal Yisrael to do the sin, the Eitzah that he gave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Shana Zima, and Klal Yisrael fell at that whole Matzav, the Nesmoya, terrible Magefa. And the Torah tells us the whole thing in Parashat Pinchas, the beginning of Pinchas, and then we have a whole break where we go to Parashat Matas, and Parashat Matas also we go back to Bilam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu before he dies, I have one last charge for you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaloi bichdi, not for nothing, not for naught, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu charged Moshe Rabbeinu with this last charge. This is the last now, before you go leave this world, I want you to take the revenge against the Midyanim, to clear up the clear up the mess, you know, and then it's time to leave the world. It could be, it just happened to be at the same time, but obviously there's something deeper meaning over here, the fact that this was interjected with the tzivur that after v'achate yosef al amecha was the in of getting rid of what was the yisoy. And we see be'etzer that Moshe Rabbeinu does have a very, very, very inyan of this connection with the whole mice of Nesmi, not just an ag of the gedein, that was the time he was dying, it was the last thing before he's dying, that there's a connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and the whole sugya of Benoist Midyan and Baal Pa'or, which Kufa needs beer, because the mice are, it's very interesting. If you look throughout Tanakh, and even later on the Pesukim, a lot of the Pesukim, that the Yisoid of Bilam's Eitzah was to Mendesh, Hashem is so Nezima. But the Maisa, the actual Magefa's Mashra, that the reason why the Magefa was because of Baal Pa'or, which was a whole different thing. So, Be'etzem, it seems that Bilam's Eitzah had nothing to do with the actual thing. You know, I'll give you an Eitzah, how to get Klal. But the mice, the actual Magefa came about, but it says, Baal Pa'or, it says in Tehillim that way, it says later on the Pesukim, that the Ikke was the Baal Pa'or. So what's exactly the actual Inyan that the Taka Klal, was it the Taka Shana Zima, or was the Baal Pa'or? And also, why is it no get to Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the last charge that has connected with Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Inyan of the whole sugya of getting rid of the Minyan and the whole parasha? And like I said, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka is the whole Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole Yisoy. It is a very big connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and his going connected, his going directly against, definitely opposing the Baal Pa'or. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, even though we don't know exactly where he's buried, but he's buried connected Baal Pa'or. And the Tosfos says in Soita Yudbeis, Tosfos says that every time the Baal Pa'or, the thing sticks its head up, why was he buried there? Hashem Dafka wants to be buried there, because every time the Baal Pa'or makes it, there's a kitra, goes to Baal Pa'or, Kilo Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and he knocks it off. So it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is there to counterattack the koyach of the Baal Pa'or. What's that, this Moshe Rabbeinu? And the last question we want to discuss, at least for today, maybe there's more things we'll discuss. Matos starts off with this, in the Perek Lamanav, it discusses this Inyan to take care of the Benesh Moyo, and we discuss the whole war, and all the booty, and everything they take. But beforehand, we start off it seems like a Hakdama to this Parasha, which again needs tremendous beer. What is this Hakdama? The Parasha of the Dorim comes in the beginning of Matos, which L'choira, its place here needs a little bit of beer. What's it doing over here? L'choira, we should have, you know, taken care of the B'nai's Midyan, and that's the really agenda of most of the Parasha, and going into Eretz Yisrael. You have to first take care of the B'nai's Midyan, and then go into Eretz Yisrael. So why the tzivoy of Parasha of the Dorim comes first? we want to say it. We want to be mazba pi yisoy from Chaim Shmulevitz. And Chaim Shmulevitz says that Baal Tegeh Hezber and the whole yisoy of the Baal Pa'or. And Chaim also answers the connection between the Shani Zima and the Inyan of Kedois Midyan. And it gives a gewaldige chizuk for the Bein Hazman period that's coming up and for life. The Gemara tells us that this Baal Pa'or, this Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or needs to be mevura, needs to be explained. The Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or, one of the most fascinating and at the same time disgusting Avodah Zarahs. And Chazal say, how do you worship the Baal Pa'or? So Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the guy eats certain types of foods, he makes real good, you know, and he goes and he defecates. He goes to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah. And it's a peladik of mamash, a peladik of zah, this type of Avodah Zarah. Mamash, you have to understand, what's the mitzvah of this Avodah Zarah? It's a peladik of zah, you know. Probably the whole yusoid of the Avodah Zarah is the fact that you worship as a deity, as a god, l'havdil. And l'chorya, that's how you worship the god. You go ahead and you defecate in front of his face. Something very, very rare. But not only that, the Chazal said, Murray the Gazai, Tona Rabbona, Sanhedrin Samach Dalit, Maisa, the Safta Ben Elas, a lady named Safta Ben Elas, I think. The Gemara says, Tona Rabbona, Maisa, the Safta Ben Elas. Shehiskiya Chamoyoy Lenochris Achas. She gave a Chamoyoy Lenochris Achas. Came, she gave the Pa'ar. She gave it to Pa'ar Maloy. She said to him, Himtin, listen, you wait over here. Ah, she akonis veitela veitela go to Baal she yotza amalo af at him tini at she akonis. Wait for me to go also veitela amalo yvelo Yehudi ato aren't you here? Leich lichnas par befonad. So he went in. He went to the bathroom in front of the zara. The kinech bechaytma. And he wiped himself, the leftovers, on the nose of the Avodah Zarah. But he was sure she was a Mekalsam guy. Get a standing ovation. Va'oimrim. They said, wow, a Chiddush. Me'oilam ha'olam sha'avdol zubakar. No one, you got the prize for the best worshiper of Pa'or. You wiped yourself on the nose of the Pa'or. Unbelievable. Unbelievable zach. And Chazal say, and it's more than the Baal Pa'or, Klal Yisrael became like kibitz mit psil. They became so involved with this Avodah Zarah that they became mamish and wrapped in it like a smith psil, closed tight, a tight fitting keli. That they became so, okay. A person does the Avodah Zarah once, but they became so absorbed and so connected with this Avodah Zarah, they were like a smith psil. How is it shy? It's such a disgusting Avodah Zarah. So Chaim Shlosh is Mazber, Gevaldik Yisoy, unbelievable Yisoy, this Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or. Such a beautiful Yisoy, the Vosai. You know what the Yisoy of the Baal Pa'or, you know what this Avodah Zarah is, you know why it's such a taiva? Zokra Chaim Shlosh is the Yisoy of this Avodah Zarah is Bizoyan. It's Bizoyan. That's what you do. That's how you worship the Avodah. You Mavaza, the Atzim deity. You vaz the God. That's the essence of Avodah Zarah. But why is that such a taiva? Why is that such a geshmak? Why is that such a taiva? Because the essence of Yisoid is Yisoid of Hefkeris. That a person is just free. You don't have any boundaries. You have no gedarim. You can do whatever you want. And when it's that gedar, when you do whatever you want, you have no boundaries whatsoever. There's a certain type of taiva for that. That's the whole yisoid of Baal Pa'or. And that's what the taiva for it is so great. Why would a guy want to? But the yisoid is you can take your deity itself, the thing that you are the chosmo whole, I think, and defecate and wipe yourself on the nose. And that's the yisoid of the taiva of the yisoid is that I have no boundaries whatsoever. Because the thing itself that I believe in and the thing I hold is my deity, I can go mevazet gufa. So So that then there's nothing stopping it. So Meila and Zotum Chaim, that's famous to sort of B'nai's meaning also. The world, as the Chazal said, was God or from Arayah. The world had a certain, there was a certain Gedorim. There was a certain, there was some boundaries. And when Bilam gave this Eitzah to go with B'nai's mother, that we stepped over the boundaries. Once we stepped over the boundaries, so there was that Pesach V'Afkeres, and that just led Vaita naturally. Once you give that opening and you give a Pesach V'Afkeres for no Gdorim, for an area where I don't have to answer to anybody, I don't have to listen to anybody, I could be totally free, there's a very big danger. And that's the Yisoid of the Baal Kor. The Melo, we can understand now very Gishma. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one of the Gemara says in the Gil Yud Gimel, Asar Shemais, Moshe Rabbeinu, one of his name was Avigdor. Avigdor. Why? Sheyegoyder Pirtzes B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of his big names, the name title was Mahos, one of his essence was to make Gedorim, to make fences, to be Goyder Klai Yisrael, that we should be disciplined people. We should be people who can control ourselves. We can be good in charge of ourselves. That's the Yisoid of Gedorim Rabbeinu Yisrael. Memeila, Moshe Rabbeinu is the taka, the antithesis. The Metzias, that was his whole Metzias. By bringing down a Torah Rabbeinu Yisrael, what is Torah? Oh, Lohoiras, that was there, but there's another get up Torah. The Yisoid of Torah came down to the world to give direction, to give a person a mahalach. And by that, giving him house, by giving him Gedorim, what is mutter, what is asa? Enjoy this world. Eat and drink. And have every taka taiba no. But with Gedorim, with boundaries. When and where and how. And everything is why? Because when a person has boundaries, he takes control of himself. But if he doesn't have boundaries, he totally loses his control over himself. And when he loses that control over himself, he goes insane. The boundaries you think are given because of Baruch, oh, God makes it so hard for us. It's for us. That a person knows that there are limitations. I can't do whatever I want. But I think I can do whatever I want. I can get lost. That's the story of the Baal Pa'or. And that's the Avodah Zorah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who has to be there, to stop it. That's what Mrs. Moshe was last charge. When he's leaving the world, he has to fix up. He has to leave the world at Godur. It got out of hand. Moshe Rabbeinu came down to the world. That was his tafkid, Ligdor, Avigdor. And he can't leave the world until that is in its proper place. And even after Moshe, he has to be there to put down the koyach of that Avodah Zarah. Ulai lefi zeh et muz behetim rebbeisa. What is a neder? What's a neder? What's a ver? What's the parash of the Dora rebbeisa? Why does a person make a neder for? The stam you should make a Dora. But if a person sees that he can't control it now, the Torah gave a certain Dora. That's a general rule. Boundaries. For God's sake. Don't lose yourself, man. Don't lose yourself. You get too much, you go step over the lines, you get lost, you lose your direction, you can go anywhere and anywhere. Everybody see, you can end up in Timbuktu, with, you know, smoking a hookah on some rooftop in Timbuktu, with a cowboy hat. And totally lost. Why? No good done. Now, the person could be confused. Person's supposed to enjoy and get out, have his ben azman and have his times off and enjoy the world. Fakir, we said, well, you have to enjoy the world. Hashem made a world that we should enjoy, but you got to make a dorm for yourself. But for yourself, because you got to stay on course. You got to stay on course. You go in the if you have no boundaries, you get very, 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 very lost. And it's very sometimes very hard to make your way back. And each person, if you imagine, goes to Rabbi Yisrael, has to have boundaries. But then the sort of a nether, Rabbi Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch gave a parasha, what's the parasha of a nether? It's a pelvic parasha. Either it's us or it's mutter. All of a sudden, it's a din that that you could take something and make it a chefza to Yisur. The Gemara says, what difference between a ned and a shvur? Shvur is on the gavra, ned is on the chefza. The chefza becomes a chefza to Yisur. I could take this meat becomes basa chazir now. What do you mean? Wobam, says a hersha. For the yuga vasa rebbe. First hersha, mamish, preemptive was it on it. Yuga vasa, nego vasa, and tree vasa. All three rebbes signed on it. With the big X. Sat meshchit, it's chassidish shchita afilu. It means a chassid. Long pay is shechted it. Chassidish shchita. He wore a gartel when he shechted it. Maybe choked. Maybe choked it with the gartel. Whatever he did. Chassidish shchita. I'm looking for the lifish shchita. What is this chassidish shchita? Anyway, chassidish shchita. Everything gevaldik. It's a tray for a piece of meat. Come on. You know, you come to these war-bound sections. They have kosher and non-kosher. What's the difference of both sides? What's the difference? You know, you have these two sections, the wall bounds, kosher and non-kosher. What's the difference? The difference is the guy behind the counter, where he moves that non thing over. Each day he moves it to a different side. Here's the non, here's the kosher, non-kosher. The kitza, Palamaisa, Sofishol Dover, what's Sofishol Dover? Sofishol Dover. Here you have a kosher piece of meat with all that shame. The guy says, "Hurry, he's there, bosser, kibosser, 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 parabon." Becomes a chefset yisur. What the, I don't understand. What is going on over here? Is it, if it's our service, God didn't want me to eat it, let him tell me that you have to eat it. If he wanted me to eat it, so he said, "Here, what's this new parish? You can make it on." The teretz is, the chazal say, when does the person make a neder? I am done, daf test, the mice. Person feels his Yetzirah is attacking him. Chazal says it's not good to make Nedarim. It's not a God wants you to enjoy this world. Nedarim is a last minute, button that you have to press if you're really stuck. But what is it? It's a koyach of Gedarim, personal. That you know yourself. Don't be foolish. You know every time you go into that store, you have that taiva for that piece of meat. And it's not such a good hechsher, even though your mailman's cousin's dog barked it out at his bar mitzvah, baraku, he said, and he barked it out, and he said it's kosher, but right, you heard from a guy who heard from another guy who heard from his cousin that she once was in seminary, she heard from her teacher who heard from his friend, who heard from there, and all got back, and it was really this non-Jewish guy who spread that whole rumor. That's kosher. That's how she's kosher. Rabbi Don Klein's hechsher is a kosher hechsher. He's the chief rabbi. In Cairo. Cairo. He's the chief rabbi in Cairo, and he gives a beautiful hechsher. The problem is, he's buried with the mummies. He died a few years ago. They embalmed him. He's in some tomb over there. Dr. Don Klein. But anyway, he's still giving the hechsher somehow. And he tells us good hechsher. So, but you have a time to eat that thing. So a guy says, listen, I can't control myself. I know it's not good for me. Or do a certain thing. So he makes a neder. The neder is to make him go to himself. That I shouldn't lose myself. So Hashem gives you that button, that opportunity, that koyach. But it's all koyach of gedarim, Maisa. It's meridik. So Maisa, the parasha of Nedarim is mamish den parasha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's be moisif. After the benois midyon, which imagine was pirates gedarim. It's pirates gedarim. You go ahead and you say, you know what? I'm going to make a gedarim for myself. I'm going to make a neder not to do this thing. A shvua. And this way you're going to yourself even more, you keep yourself protected. These are the protections, these are shields from the outside world that's trying to pull us away. That's Parashat Nedarim. And that was the Haschol, that was the preview. To the next Parashat of Benayis Midyan, we have to do something strong now. We lost our koyach of Gedarim. There was a breach in the fences of the Gedarim. Let's go out now and take on something else that can help us. And our battle with each one, the Fimadri Gosu, in the area that he needs. And this is the tool to which a person, and a person doesn't have to make it, but if he needs to make it, Neder Godel Nodel Hashem. Ish ki Yafli Lindor Dover Nedel Hashem. Why Yafli is of the Ebenezer? The Pasha's not so. Yasa Dover Pella. Ki Roy Vahoylem Hochen Achatavu Seyed. Why is it called Yafli? Seder in the Rambam of Nidorim and Shavuos is called Seder HaFlaw. HaFlaw is really to enunciate, because we make it Neder, you have to say it clearly. You have to enunciate very clearly. Oh, but the Ebenezer learns a different pshat in the Lashon Yafli HaFlaw. HaFlaw Shem Peleh. Ki Roy Vahoylem Oivdei Tavu Seyed. They are born into their timers. They can't control themselves. They're porous. What do? You do something, you're pelle the gazach, like only shayat the yid, you make a neder. Lahaz, I'm staying away from wine. Oh, come on, Rabbi. Wine's good for me. You know what happens when I wine? Everybody the next day knows I drank it. It's all over my shirt. All that throw up. You know what's so good for me? The Rambam writes, the Chassidim brings from the Rambam, that it's better for a person better for a person to run outside naked and then to get drunk. The Rambam, the Rambam. Some do it to biyacha, but he says better because when a person gets stronger, you lose your das. You might be in front of the kuf, but when you lose something, the hezmer, the Rambam, you lose your das. And das is the most precious thing. Or whether you saw that dvarim is, the person has to know. Everybody says, has to know carefully. That you have to live your life with Gedorim. Need Gedorim. This is the most appropriate for Bein Hazman. The time, it's Be'etzim Hazman Parts. You don't have Sidorim. There's no schedule. It's called the lazy, what's it called in the camps?
Lazy Day.
Lazy Day. So this is Lazy Month, or Lazy 2 months. You ever see some guys, Bein Hazman, it's unbelievable. You can watch them going to Shachar's. Ben Azmanim. I wish I had it on film. <laughs> 35 minutes to put on his tefillin, Rabbi Sai. I don't know what he's dreaming about, Rabbi Sai. But that's a good dream, Rabbi Sai. 35 minutes, just shel yad. I'm not talking about the shel rosh, Rabbi Sai. Shel has to go on the head, that he can't touch. 35 minutes until he gets to shul, until he walks. I'm not saying about Chas v'Shalom, but it's not, you have to relax, you have to make a schedule. Make a schedule, 9:30 Shabbos, but be there at 9:30. You want to sleep late? Then smoozing that, oh, the Rebbe spoke about, it was a very hard schmooze. He was speaking about, making my Bein Hazman, he's ruining my Bein Hazman. He's making, I have to do a schedule, Bein Hazman. Shtusin, don't ruin your Bein Hazman. Make a schedule. The schedule is, I get up every day 9:30. And I die and I play sports till 11 o'clock at night. And then 11 o'clock I have a seder. But it's a schedule. The point is not, the yisod of Gedorim is not a vortav. It's supposed to be mad, the person that he should have a schedule. He should be cognizant that I have to have structure in my life. Everybody knows my famous shmooze. What's wrong with the word? That's a terrible word. And everybody uses it. I was speaking to a respectful woman in New York. She was talking about Shidduchim. So she says, my daughter, myself, you need somebody chilled. She needs somebody chilled. I said, what does that mean? No, but chilled, like in the freezer. I need somebody chilled from the freezer. So it became a word that's used by regular chilled, the word chilled. You have to be chilled and chilled. So I asked the guy, I gave a whole shmooze once about it. What's wrong with the word chill? I don't have anything. I'm a big but I'm taking breaks and relaxing, having a good time. Whatever you need, obviously it has to be in the course of what's appropriate for a person that's starting Torah. But you have to have your breaks, you have to have your trips, you have to live and enjoy yourself, everything. Good food, good steaks. Yeah. The Kodesh Baruch gave it. The right time, the right thing. Everybody's free magic also. Some need less. You have to know who you are. What you need, you need. As long as it's kosher, as long as it's in the proper frame, or you're doing it for the right reason, it's all super. But what's wrong with the word chilled? I said, what's wrong with that word? So I said chilled. It's a very, very deep word. And I said, it became part of society. It became a chelik of the sprach of every yeshiva bracha. I want a chilled, Beis Yaakov girl. I want a chilled bacha. You got to be chilled, Rebbe. Rebbe, you're not chilled enough today. What's wrong with that word chilled? It's a terrible word at times. Because a person has to know Rabbi Sayyid. And Avodas Hashem, there's no such thing as Chofesh. Sharm used to always say, Chofesh is a train word. When is the Chofesh? B'meisim Chofshi. Shabbos Taflam. Kevin Shemesh Nasa Chofshi. Then you're free. A Jewish person, Rabbi Sayyid, if you think about it, the Pelotic is there's not one day, every single day, you have to say Kriya Shema. Take it easy on me, Rabbi. With the day off. Come on. Every single day, you got to daven three times a day. Come on, Rabbi. Take it easy on me. You got to put on tefillin every single day. No days off in Yiddishkeit. My problem with the word children, Rabbi Sayyid, is everybody needs time to relax. Relaxation is healthy. You know, Scheinberg Zatzal used to be very mocked to take his family, the book, the biography of Scheinberg, every year to the bungalows. And he was a very, very poor man. His wife didn't buy a dress for 9.5 years. But they used to borrow money to go up to a bungalow because the fresh air. Scheinberg sat on the tree and learned 18 hours straight. That's what he did in the bungalow. He used to dive in Nates, and then he learned straight till you know, under the tree with his tefillin and towels. He's under the tree up there in the mountains in New York. He sat under a tree and he learned mamish 10 hours, whatever, till minchah, right before shkia, whatever, 12 hours, whatever, and then he learned whatever. The kids, he learned, but he sat there learning 18 hours. But, he said, the air, if I had to go up to the mountains, enjoy the air, those who play sport, beautiful. But you're not off. You're not vacationing. You're relaxing. Relaxation is unbelievable. But you're not off of Yiddishkeit. There's no such thing. You know what the chilled word means? Well, I understand what they want to use the word. That's why I have to get it out of the vocabulary. Or at least tone it down. Make it chilly. But whatever it is, what's the word chilled and what it means? I want to be without responsibility. That's what he's saying. Be chilled, Rabbi. No responsibility. Responsibility, everybody has to be responsible for their actions. No matter where you are, what you're doing in your life. You have to be responsible. Chilled means I want somebody. I don't want to be chilled now. I don't have any responsibilities. I want to be off. And off is not. You're always on. You're relaxing. You're taking a break. You're hiking. You do whatever you need to do. But there has to be structure. And not because it's a firm thing, because the religion is. It's because a man without structure is an atomic bomb. He's a bomb. He's about to blow up. He's a destructive bomb. He's walking in a minefield. The Yetzer Hara knows that when a person is open, without any responsibility, you can take him down to the lowest of the low. But if he knows he still has a structure, he's still Godur. You might be, you're learning, you're diving, but you're Godur. You have a fence. You know where your boundaries are. You know what you can do and what you can't do. If you have that structure, no matter what, you'll be on course with this. But if you don't, Chas v'shalom, the Chas v'shalom brings that, that's the Koch Yetzer Hara. He can't get you one day to take you down to the brinks of who knows where, of Gehenna. But what does he do? Hayoim says, oh, you know what, just don't do that. Break that fence open a little. And then just break that fence over. And that fence. What happens at the end? There's no fence anymore. And then you're open to go all the way down. That's the danger. That's Benois Moyov. That was the eights of Bilam. Bilam understood the only way to get them is to be pirates together. Open up the breaches. Let them do stuff they never did before in a negative way. They were God there. They were preaching. This is not us. We have our wives. We have our family. Not this. This is not to us. I'll get them to try, and slowly they'll go down to do the mamish, the most disgusting thing that it's ludicrous. This is your God, you give me, but that's the pshat. You get to a soul totally, that I'm totally free. I have no gedurim whatsoever. That even the thing that I'm supposed to respect, even the thing that's my deity, that gufa I deface. And this is the yisod in life of Israel. We're holding a bit as manner of Israel. What a tough time in certain bees. It's a very tough time because we're not in the structure. And everybody says, yeah, it's good, but everybody knows, you know, all these guys, like, Rebbe, wow, I can't wait to go back to America, get on the plane, come in, you land, well, the Badu and everything. 2 days later, you're going out of your Kalim, you're going crazy, you're like, what am I supposed to do? Why is that? Just think of that logic. Why is that when a person he goes crazy? We know Batol made the Shiva, but the Pshat is more than that. Batol is it. Why is it being the Shiva? Chazal said Batol, right? Berg, Merk, Suvin, Batol made the Shiva. Batol brings a person to do crazy things. Mamish, crazy things, things that he would never think of doing. Who is that guy over there? Hanging off the roof. Oh, that's Shmuel Belchbaum. What's he doing hanging off a roof today? He would have never done that. What's he doing over there? The guy's been his mom could do things that mamish craziness. Why? They're not batola. So you say, oh, batola is that this is so. When a person moves vortal, he has no structure. He has no structure. The boundaries are open. He can do the craziest after. That's a danger, because you go get off course. This is the yisoid of Ben Azman. This is what we have to make some schedule. That's the yisoid. What's the bottom line? Everybody has to have a schedule. And the person can sit with himself, with his rebbe, wherever, to make a schedule of Ben Azman. It doesn't have to be a hard schedule. It should be light. You need to relax. A lot of relaxation. It's a hard schedule. Hard Zman. You put in the hours. You put in the work. You sit there. You have your relaxation. Your time to relax. But it has to be a schedule, Rabbi. Whatever the schedule is, it has to be a schedule. You have to have gedorim. When are you going to sleep? When are you getting up, Rabbi? Some people don't know. There's such a metzias of night, a day. I don't know. They don't know. You don't know. It's a metzias. It's a pelot de gezara, Rabbi. We always say we speak about this. But Ben Azman's even worse. There used to be, Rabbi said, metzias. It was a thing called night. Night meant dark. Sleep, you lay down. The reason why God made it dark is that you shouldn't be doing activity so much. That's why it's dark. When it's dark, black out there, you lay down. Now there's light. Light means God made it light that you should do activity because it's light, you can see. Dark, lay down. Today, you have a metzius, if I say, a pelagic metzius. I spoke, I was in a taxi driver, chest is all open, a few buttons unbuttoned, and he tells me, when do you work? Because I like the night shift. You do the night shift? Yeah. What's the night shift? Well, I go to sleep, I take a nap, and I get up about 11, 12, I go up from 12 to 5, 12 to 6. He says, what? That's your hours? You can make a parnosa? He says, what are you talking about, parnosa? A greater parnosa? But you're probably like one of those. What are you talking? Hundreds of kibbutz. Let's think of that, Rabbi. Hundreds of kibbutz. And that's the parnosa. It's not just on the side job. He works in the day. No, I just work at night. Quiet. Not so many people on the road. I said, who are you taking? What are you talking about? 2, 3, 4, picking up people, taking them here. What are you doing up? 3, 4, 3 in the morning. He has a problem. He has 3 calls at 3:30 in the morning. Take me to here. What is the guy doing up at 3:30 in the morning? You go back sometimes late from a chazba. People are hitching on the roads. Where are you headed? 2:30 in the morning. I'm heading to Kiryat Sefer. Kiryat Sefer at 2:30 in the morning? When do you expect to go to sleep tonight? He's hitching to Kiryat Sefer. Okay, if you're taking a cab, maybe get back by 3. He's hitching. Till he gets the hitch, till he gets back, it's going to be 4:30 in the morning. When's he planning to go to sleep, Rabbi? I know when he's planning to go to sleep. I know how many minchas he's davening today. If he makes it by the shkia, what's the pshat, Rabbi? The pshat is topsy-turvy. We have no schedule. That's the metzias. The society put in a thing that there's a thing called nightlife. Rahman al-Islam. The nightlife. They put in metzias called nightlife. Nightlife was what is nightlife? That's what it is. Poritz Teretz, but Poritz Gidro Shaloyla. There was a Gidro Shaloyla called Vayi'er Vayivoyka, and now there's Poritz Gidro Shaloyla. It's not an affirm Zachar, by say. It's about a person learning that a person needs to be. It's a Nefesh HaBahami in a person. And the Nefesh HaBahami has to be Godur. You leave a wild animal, by say. I just saw an article in one of these, in Ted Nerman. There was a lady and a man that went on a safari in South Africa. And the lady rolled down the window. She went and took a nice bit. How you doing, Leo? And you know what happened?
He ate
her. He didn't have a head anymore. Leo wasn't so friendly. And he bit off her head. Yeah. And she was gone. She was doing a nice lion. He was nice, but he didn't have lunch that day. And that day he got a whole skull for lunch. With an arm for dessert. What's the pshat, everybody said? What's the pshat? The Teretz is an animal is not godly. An animal is not godly. He has, that's why, everybody said, we go to the zoo, and they usually tell where the lions, they make sure you don't go near, anywhere near. They put him far away, and he's in a cage. I don't say, I want to pet Leo. He has such nice hair. Come on, Rabbi, let me pet him. And I want to just, you know, I want to pull that elephant's nose a little bit. Turn. Mashed potatoes! What's the pshat? An animal doesn't have any control. He has to be in a fence, Rabbi said. He has a gedder. We have a chelek called a nefesh bahami, Rabbi said. And Abchon says that the man is worse than all, because the man was created from all the animals. You have a tiger, a bear, and a lion all inside of you, Rabbi said. You like bananas. You know, you'd just be a monkey. You'd only like the bananas. No tomatoes for you. But you like tomatoes also, because you're a rabbit also. You like carrots. You have it all in you. You have all those animalistic, all in you. The man is so dead. You know, he's so destructive because he has so much of the animal. No gedarim for me. Bein hazmanin. Get on that plane, and the eyeballs don't stop till they land. The plane's on its way back. Get off the plane. The movie's stuck. His eyeballs are still looking at that movie. Get him off. He's been sitting there for 31 hours straight. Maybe the plane's going to Australia. Give me the longest flight. I got to catch up. Go to the ticket counter. I want the longest flight. I want to fly around the world. You have these guys, a person's not, if he doesn't have gedarim, he's an animal, his animals will take over. We see it, a person himself knows it, that sometimes he gets into something, and he can go for hours doing the most, the shtusim shebe shtusim. If he doesn't have a gedarim, he can go hours and hours and hours, and you think back, oh man, 5 hours just passed. We had an old argument on Skippy peanut butter, near my roommate. He thought crunchy was better. I thought smooth was better. And I proved it to him. I had a raya from a different type of jar, different jar of jelly that I want to put with the peanut butter. It tasted much better. You look back and said, like, what did I just do for 4 hours? And he just kept going. And he said, why did this guy stop? He said, he's an intellectual person. Hours of bittul and hours of waste and hours of doing nonsense of this. Because we're animalistic, you have to know what we are. You have to know who you are, you have to know your essence, you have to know your makeup. Any person, thinking person, doesn't know what his makeup is. His makeup is an animalist, he's an animal. And if it doesn't make you dora, everybody said, an animal that's not God, we know what happens, everybody said. He bites off the head of people, he does the craziest thing. An animal can do anything, he's not God. A human has to be God, everybody said. And being as man is the most dangerous time for that. And that's the essence. The passion of the Torah, Rabbi said, we should be zoicher, Rabbi said. There's a topic that needs a lot of omol to work on, Rabbi said. But the Yisoy, Rabbi said, for being this man, make a schedule. I beg of you. If you say, not for the frum issue, Shabbat, about it, it does help. But make a schedule, real schedule. Talk out for yourself. The schedule doesn't have to be no pressure schedule, but a schedule, a structure. I'm going to go to sleep by a certain time, get up a certain time. I'm going to have a Seder Ayoim to learn every day. Every single day, a little bit, Rabbi said, that helps with the structure. And Be'ez Hashem is Borah. The person comes back after the Ben Hazman, and he still is Godur. If Chas V'Shalom not, as we always say, at the airport's waiting, the spiritual ambulance is picking this guy up from New York City, coming off without, you know, this Aver is Rahman Islan, you know, the Ruchniyah Aver, he has to take him in. Why, Rabbi said, why? It's so hard to keep going up and down. We're not roller coasters. It's hard. You boil an egg and then you boil it up. It gets all to the heating point. You didn't boil it enough. Goes down. You got to reboil it. It's frustrating, Rabbi said. If a person loses the gedarim, he can go down. Rabbi said, make gedarim, make a structure, easy, light. Add in the structure things that you need to want to do. But as well, it gives you a little bit of outlet. You got to get out and relax the mind. The biggest gedarim went to the dachshes. But at the same time, Rabbi said, godur. A person's whole life has to be godur. And if a person taka does that, It can be zeicha, unbelievable. But Zeh Moshe Rabbeinu was avigdor. He brought that to Klal Yisrael. That's the koyach haTorah be'etzem. That's the koyach of Torah. And we remain God of Beis Hashem. We remain koyed kodosh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu. We remain on Madrega. We'll be able to keep continue on Madrega. Rabbi said it won't be a lowering down so much of a Madrega. We'll be able to keep continue on the path. We go on the derech, the GPS, the sulam amutzav arza. The roish magia shemoyma. For ourselves, to have enjoyment in our lives, to be successful. It's the most frustrating thing when a person has the success and then it goes down and up and down. Be successful continuously. And to be able to be zircha to the kirva of a chodesh elu, the gavaldik kirva, the miridik chodesh elu. Rabbi said that's tamaz ben azman. Chodesh elu is a month where a person can be zircha to unbelievable things. And a person has to prepare for it. He has to remain godder. She be zoich to that day. She be zoich be korov. Mashiach sekeinu. Amen.